According to the California Department of Justice, only 9% of murders where the victim was an indigenous woman have been solved in the past decade. That compares to 60% of cases solved for everyone else. This means that murders of indigenous women are 7 times less likely to be solved than other state homicides. Assemblymember James Ramos is California's only Native American state lawmaker.
On some reservations, homicide rates are more than 10 times the national average. A National Institute of Justice funded study found that more than 4 out of 5 American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. These numbers include 48.8% who have experienced stalking.
The problem is likely much worse than reflected by official statistics. Some indigenous people do not trust the government due to years of forced relocation and assimilation. As a result, many crimes go unreported. Additionally, many missing persons are misclassified by ethnicity, particularly in urban areas. Last year, President Biden designated May 5th as National Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day in a response to the murder of Hannah Harris, a member of the Northern Cheyenne tribe who disappeared in 2013 from Lame Deer, Montana. Activists highlighted the importance of this day, given that violence against indigenous people, particularly women, generally receives much less media attention than violence against other groups. Lewis Whipple is vice president of the Round Valley Indian Tribes.
Just because our missing and murdered have brown hair, dark eyes, and olive skin doesn't mean that our missing and murdered indigenous people are any less loved by our community than the blonde-haired and blue-eyed counterparts. The media appears to be less interested in us because we do not seem to possess the all-American look, when in fact our indigenous people and features are more American than any other demographic on the continent.
Murky jurisdictional issues have also made it harder to solve crimes that occur on tribal lands. Generally, if a non-Native person commits a crime on tribal land against a Native person, they are prosecuted in state court. But the same crime can also be prosecuted in tribal court if the defendant is Native American. There are exceptions, though. Because the law is so complex, it has been implemented unevenly in tribal areas and led to serious gaps in the public safety system. When a crime occurs, it is often unclear whether it should be handled by Native, state, or even federal authorities. Assemblymember Ramos authored legislation to address the confusion.
In 2020, I successfully introduced AB 3099 and got that through the legislature and signed by the governor with support from my colleagues that are standing here with me today, which calls upon the Department of Justice to improve data collection, collaboration among law enforcement agencies, and classification of jurisdictional issues and training. Last year, we were able to secure $5 million to support these efforts.
Ramos's legislation also established a tribal assistance program within the California Department of Justice's Office of Native American Affairs. Part of the $5 million will go to conduct a study on the reporting of disappearances of Native Americans. I'm Samra Vigneault for KPFA News.